Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
In the first reading, St. Peter says, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly, fears and acts uprightly, is acceptable to him." Their eyes are open more and more, beginning with the Gentiles that want to see Jesus and talk to Philip. And now more and more with the vision of the food. No, it's okay. It's not what goes into you that defiles, it's what comes out. It's okay to eat these foods. It's okay to, as the debate about circumcision comes up, more and more opening the eyes of those who are part of the chosen people, living religiously in a covenant with God, supposed to be a light to the nations, but special nonetheless. Opening their eyes, this is not just for us. This is, or rather, he is for all. And another example, in the house of Cornelius, now, notice how the Holy Spirit comes down on these pagans. And they start speaking in tongues. And the Jews there with Peter are like, okay, so great witness for them. Not only are they not, I mean, those aren't Jews. Holy Spirit's in them. The Holy Spirit coming down on the unbaptized. But notice, before that happened, St. Peter, the first pope, representing the church, is speaking to them. And they're listening. And the Holy Spirit subsequently comes down on them. Connection there. Listening to what the church teaches. Listening to what the Holy Father says. Not just off on our own. Doing our own thing. Forming our own church. Living like we're in our own church. No. Peter, invited to the home of a believer, Cornelius, begins to speak. The people listen. The Holy Spirit enters their hearts because they are receptive. Yes, he comes. Yes, he wants to bless all of his children. But he will not do it apart from his body. The head will not do it apart from his body, the church, his spouse. And we know, especially after Vatican II, that all Catholics and non-Catholics who are to be saved will be saved through the church, through her prayers, at the very least. Through her prayers. Now there's another point. First reading, every reading's got a lot in it. But there's another point. when the Holy Spirit comes down on them, they're talking in tongues, they're doing pretty well. Everyone's like, hey, these guys are rocking. Does Peter say that though? Oh, look, they're doing great. We don't need to do anything else. Leave them alone. The Lord's in them. They're jamming. He doesn't say that. He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here to evangelize. Speak to those who are receptive, and sometimes maybe a little non-receptive, but we're supposed to speak and share the good news and what the church teaches with all people. So not only that they may be filled with the Holy Spirit by becoming interested in the Lord and wanting Him, but to prepare them for what we have also been mandated to do: spread the good news and baptize the nations. Now, some anthropologists attack and say, oh no, you shouldn't convert those villagers. You shouldn't bring Christianity to those villagers. You need to leave them alone. That's their culture. Well, let me tell you something. The shaman in the village, the sacred tree, and I'm not doing this mockingly, they didn't die for those people. Jesus Christ died for those people. He's the one we're spending eternity with. Not a shaman, not somebody else. We're supposed to bring them the truth. We've got to tell them about Him. That's not arrogant. It's what we're supposed to do. Now, tie in the second reading and the gospel. And let's not forget a little from the catechism. Oh, I didn't bring it. We'll stick with the second reading and the gospel. All of what we do needs to be done motivated with love. We can't do it to win an argument. We can't do it to, you know, feel better. Oh yeah, you know, I did that. Nope. We need to do it out of love for those people, because we want them to have Him. And in the catechism article, paragraph 826, all evangelization. That's why those who preached. That's why the martyrs died. Love was behind all of the different actions we do and can do. St. Paul said, whoever is without love does not know God. In the gospel, the Lord commanded us to love one another. So, putting that all together and in summary, do not be afraid to share your faith. Don't listen to someone who says you're arrogant, or they leave them alone, or they're doing fine, or they pray in their own way, or, you know, make out the laundry list of reasons that someone will tell you don't do it. No, do it. But do it with love for those souls. And do it also because the one who loves you asked you to do it.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.